entertaining, cool. You are listening to LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.
Take two. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone. This is Max Tucci, and I'm your host of Max and Friends here on LA Talk Radio. Do we have this static again? I don't know if we do or we don't, but you know what? No. It's great. We don't. We're awesome now. And you know what, everyone? It's a new season, just like Oprah's putting out her new shows in Ellen tomorrow. Max and Friends is putting on his new shows tonight, and we've got our pal and our friend Tamara Bowman back in the studio.
Hi, everybody. It's so good to be back.
Tamara, isn't it fun to be back in the studio?
Oh my gosh, Max, I can't even tell you. I love this inner circle.
We pick up right where we leave off.
Amen.
You know it's the truth. So speaking of picking up and where we leave off, we've got to pick up on birthdays. So happy birthday to Anna Rose King. Her sister, Monroe, she's the one that did the intro to our show, Max and Friends. So happy birthday. My buddy, Elizabeth Yates, she was the host of Love Songs at Night on 99.9. And also, she was on 107.9 WeBFM. And she's a great friend of mine. So happy birthday. Happy birthday to Kelden. Happy birthday to Martha. Happy birthday, everybody. Speaking of new beginnings, there's a new beginning here in New York, Tamara, and it's Fashion Week has a new beginning and a new home. Lincoln Center.
Wow, and you attended that, right?
I sure did. It's still going on. Mercedes-Benz, you know, they present Fashion Week, and it's been a lot of fun. My favorite show is one of my new dearest friends, Farah Angsana. She had an amazing show of such sophisticated clothing and, you know, real couturier, you know, the by hand 70 hours, none of this, you know, knockoff nonsense like some people. Like, you know, there's that show Project Runway, Tamara, and I don't know, these kids, they win, and they really, you know, it's like they're a year in fashion, and then all of a sudden Victoria's Secret sponsors them, and they, like, you know, copy Dior and Valentino, and they're just, like, you know, wet behind the ear, and Farah is just, she is about fashion, and when she delivers a collection, she puts her heart and soul into it, and you really see the difference, you know? And she does everything. You could see there's blood, sweat, and tears behind her collection and her sophistication and her palette color for spring 2011. Ladies, get ready. Farah Angsana is the designer that I pick of a Fashion Week as one of the best designers. So,
wow. Max, don't you love it? You just know when you feel quality material, when people put that time and care into it, it is so different than just knockoffs.
It's the truth.
Oh, man, that quality. Once you've had it, it's like you don't ever want to go back.
You don't want to go back. And you know what? Speaking of not wanting to go back, I don't want you to go back on tour with your book. I want you to always be here with us.
I do, too. I do, too. Oh, my gosh. In fact, Max, I'm really excited because I've got an upcoming workshop on October 15th, 16th, and 17th on conscious sexuality. It's going to be phenomenal here in Denver. And I just, you know, really wanting to stay with the momentum and be here for our guests and our listeners all over the world. I'd love to not go back and just keep going forward. And
absolutely.
Yes, thank you for saying
that. And we're going to do it. And, you know, we've got your buddy coming on in just a bit, Paul Sterling, with the Magic Relationship Method, compassionate communication tool for couples. It's going to be good. Speaking of friends, you know, my buddy, Vanessa Noel, you all know, she's the shoe designer. Well, I got to tell you, we went to the Asseline book party that she's in, the American Fashion Designers at Home. You get a great sneak into designers' private homes, the American Designers. And it's by Asseline. You know, they're my favorite books. I collect them, Asseline.com. And again, the title of the book is American Fashion Designers at Home. Vanessa Noel, her home is in there, and Tommy Hilfiger, Ralph Lauren, you know, the whole nine. It's good. It's a good book.
Oh, wow. Boy, again, that quality.
It's the quality. And speaking of quality, I really love having you back in the studio because we give a quality show when you're here.
Amen. I love
you
that.
You know, and we gotta say a big thank you to Avery. She's off tonight, but she brings some good shows. You know, when I'm busy and doing my thing, she brings us some good shows. So thank you, Avery. We appreciate you.
Thank you, Avery.
You know, gratitude makes the world go round, doesn't it?
It's so true. That's exactly what we were talking about earlier today, is how much gratitude brings the world that we want to see to the forefront. You know, because there's so many different parallel universes we could live in. And when we're grateful, the one that is of abundance has an opportunity to just shine through.
It does. Mm-hmm. Well, and you know what, people? Tonight you're going to discover a simple, effective, three-part method to bring back trust, honesty, intimacy, and understanding. Turn your current relationship breakdown into a heart-opening breakthrough. So that's going to be good. We hear noise on my end again. You know what? That's all right. Because we're actually going to, you know what? Let's do hot topics real quick. Can we do hot topics real quick?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do hot topics. All right. Hot topics tonight. That was Sharon Agati, by the way. She's our buddy. Sharon Agati. We love Sharon. She's been on the show before. But you know what? What's really going on Hot Topics? Oprah's going to have a huge show tomorrow, Tamara. Mm. You know, it's her final season.
Okay.
And that's it. This is it for her. So she's giving some good things away tomorrow.
Wow. Does she say what she's doing next after the Oprah show?
Nope, she does not.
Huh.
No, she does not. And so that's, you know, that's what's going on with Oprah. And I saw Ellen at Fashion Week. We kind of already did Hot Topics because, you know, it was at the top of the show. But we're getting into the love groove. So you know what? Let's not go any further. And why don't we get this song, My Cell Is Off. Maybe it's not. I don't know.
Mm.
But you know what? I always have my T-Mobile sidekick on with me because T-Mobile gets me to where I need to go. Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/MaxTucci. Mm-hmm. And of course, if you want to get to where you're going, delta.com, check that out. Flights are on sale now. Let's get a little bit of Sophie V. Hawkins As I Lay Me Down playing, because I feel like we need to get this vibe ready for a relationship show. Don't you, Tamara?
Oh, let's bring him on.
So let's get Sophie V. Hawkins As I Lay Me on Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio.
Mm-hmm.
It felt like springtime on this February morning. In the courtyard, birds were singing your praise. I'm still recalling things you said to make me feel alright. I carry them with me today now as I lay.
Hello.
Hey, Max, I can hear you.
You hold me dear, though I'm far away. I'll whisper your name into the sky, and I'll wake up happy. I wonder why I feel so high, why I'm not above the sorrow, heavy-hearted till you go. Church bells, or the whistle of a train on a summer evening.
This is Max and Friends, and I'm your host, Max Succi, and I'm here with my girl, Tamara Bowman.
Hey, Max.
Hey, Tamara.
All right. Precious.
And of course, that was Sophie B. Hawkins with one of my favorite songs, As They Lay Me Down. Great, 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 great song. Now, Tamara, let me ask you a question. I want to talk about real quick about Facebook. What do you think about when, well, you're not really on Facebook much. I think you're smart.
No.
You know, I use it all the time for social, for obviously to promote Max and Friends, to promote the vodka, to promote, you know, basically everything that's going on in my life. But recently, like, I've discovered that people are having conversations on my wall with each other. And I'm like, you know what, Greg and Corey, get your own pages and talk on there. No, I'm kidding. But anyway.
Is it annoying?
No, you know what? I think it's funny. At this point, you know, what is Facebook, I just think is just a lot of fun.
Yes.
What can I tell you? Facebook is like a commitment. It's like a relationship.
Right, right.
You know?
It's a whole new world of communicating.
People spend more time on Facebook than they do with their spouses or their boyfriends or their girlfriends or their lovers or whatever. They're, like, committed more to Facebook and updating than they are to, like, you know, being in bed with their babies.
Yeah, well, it's kind of like a social affair.
It is. It could be a good one. It could be a bad one.
Yeah, because where you invest your attention, your time, that's where your love is.
Yeah. Well, and I invested here at Max and Friends. And that's why we're here. And Avery commented on my link. Go, Max, go. Miss you guys already. Well, Avery's going to be back in the studio. So no worries there. We're just giving her the night off for holding down the fort for us. But I got to tell you, it was fun. At Fashion Week, I forgot to mention, we ran into Ellen.
Oh, okay. Portia. Ellen DeGeneres.
It was a lot of fun.
Oh, my gosh. How is she?
She's great. She walked in my friend Richie Rich's show, and then afterwards, after Farrah's show, we all went out through, you know, the back exit of the tent instead of going through the front, because we celebrities, you know what I'm talking about.
How cool.
As we're walking out, Ellen's walking out, and it was a lot of fun to see her.
Wow.
You know, we were like, hey, we spoke for 2 minutes, 3 minutes. It was cute. Yeah, it was fun. But you know what? We were supposed to go to the U.S. Open today, and it got rained out, Tamara.
Oh, my goodness.
I know.
So what did you do instead?
And I'll tell you what I did instead. Okay. We stayed at my friend's place, and we watched movies, and we watched a good movie. Tom Ford did a movie called The Single Man. I recommend it. It's a relationship movie, and it's really sad because it's about this guy who has this boyfriend, and the boyfriend dies in a car accident, and he feels he's never going to love again. And then I'm going to give away the movie. When he loves again, I'm not going to give away the movie. When he loves again, something happens.
Oh, no.
So I'm not telling you if it happens to him or to his boyfriend, the new guy that he meets. But it makes you realize, like, you speaking about relationships, you really got to, you know, if you're just getting out of one and you feel like there's no hope.
Yeah.
There is hope, and you've got to open up your heart.
Yes, you know? Yes, absolutely. And because that's what we do is we close ourselves off, you know, from the pain, but we also close ourselves off from the joy. And then when you miss out on what God intended to be so beautiful inside of a amazing divine partnership.
Well, you know what I always say, Tamara? Thank your ex. Thank them because they have given you the opportunity to be with who you're supposed to be with.
Absolutely. It's like that song, God Bless the Broken Road That Led Me Straight to You.
You see?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I think I've got a little issue with my headset here, but I don't know if it's still staticky or not. But if it is, I'm sorry, people. This is what happens when you go live and you're on the road.
Okay.
Am I better, Dina? See, it's fun to have people in the studio. I'm not better. All right. Well, you know what? Tamara, hold down the fort for me. Talk about Paul, our new guest, and we're going to figure out what's going on with my mic, and I'll be back. And
Very good.
Tell people about Paul for having a minute.
Okay, folks. So we are really going to venture into the magic of relationships. And, you know, I am so blessed to be able to experience that at this time in my life, to have a relationship with my husband that's just absolutely extraordinary. And Paul's going to be coming on, and he's going to be talking about the magic of being able to communicate with compassion. You know, when you've got the foundation of trust and honesty, and you've got, you know, that openness between, you know, you and your lover or your potential lover or your spouse, you know, there's so many layers that are opportunities to explore. And one of the most beautiful things is my husband and I doing a relationship workshop from stage just the other week. You know, we had like differing opinions about, you know, who you marry. Is it the reality of who you're marrying, or is it the fantasy? And his belief is that you have to divorce one in order to engage with the reality. And I pose the other side of that, that there is a possibility of being able to actually have both. And I
agree with you.
There you are.
I agree with you. Have
I
both.
I think you can have the fantasy and you can have the reality, and nobody has to divorce anybody.
That's the truth.
Because all right. We're always Dina, evolving.
It's Dina, is my mic better?
Yes, you said it right now. Yes.
Okay. If in fact my mic goes out again, I'm on the road. I might have to buy a new mic, but we'll fix it. We'll fix it. But yeah. So I agree with you, Tamara. I think you could have it all in a relationship. You know, variety is the spice of life. And
yes.
If you want to have fantasy and if you want to have relationship, put your fantasy into your relationship. You know.
Yes. Absolutely. That's it. I love that, because look at me. I mean, I'm all about, I love the Disney. I do believe in happily ever after. I really do believe that's possible.
I know it's possible. And you know what? I know it's possible that we're going to get Paul up on the show, because we want to talk about magic relationships. Speaking about Disney, we're going to talk about some magic stuff here, right?
Okay,
so,
let's bring him on.
Check out magicrelationship.com and let's bring on Paul. And sorry we're bringing him a little bit late, but like a period, better late than never. Right, Tamara?
Absolutely. Bring him on.
All right. We're calling Paul. And we got Paul.
How are you doing?
Hey, Paul.
Hey, Paul. How are you?
You got me now.
Hey,
we got you now.
Yep.
You know what, Paul? Paul's supposed to be on the show before. And I guess, like, you know, there's no time like the present. And when you're supposed to be where you're supposed to be, that's when you're supposed to be there. So tonight, I think people are going to tune in and find out how we're going to discover a simple effect, how to bring back trust, honesty, intimacy, and understanding into relationships.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
Outstanding. Yeah. And one of the things, I actually say this to get people's attention, but intimacy doesn't start in the bedroom. Where does intimacy start in a relationship, and how do you create it so that you can bring it back when you want it and need it? And there's a lot of myth around intimacy that most people get actually asked backwards, to put it incredibly bluntly. And it's important that people kind of know that so that they don't look in the wrong places. So where do we want to start here?
You know what? I want to start with, where does intimacy start if it doesn't start in the bedroom?
Yeah, where does it start?
Well, let me start it with a story, and then at some point I'm going to tell the listeners a little bit about me. I just finished writing a book, so I'm concentrating on readers. But a friend of mine came to me, and she told me this story about her and her ex-husband, and they had had this big fight around money. And in this fight, at the end of the fight, she didn't feel heard, understood, or valued. And those are three key things. If you want to have a great relationship, the core of it is going to be that you and your partner both feel heard, understood, and valued. And so they went to bed that night, and he's all for making love. He wants sex, and she
doesn't.
Did we just lose Paul?
That's all right. You know what? You see what happens when you're talking about good things. That's when you lose it, right?
That's right. I think he was getting the momentum. He was getting excited.
He was. So okay, what happens?
Whoops.
He wants sex, and she doesn't.
Yeah, well, what she wants is intimacy first. Without trust and understanding and respect, there's no intimacy.
Okay, so say that again.
So
without what?
Trust and respect. There's no intimacy. And what we're talking about is intimacy is very different from romance. Romance, you know, you can woo somebody you don't know. Intimacy is when you really know somebody and you're opening, you're letting them, you know, it's kind of a silly little thing, but intimacy, see into me. And you're being vulnerable and honest and open. And
you know what I say intimacy is? I get graphic a little, Paul, and you'll learn about that about me throughout the show. But I say intimacy is when you see in between the legs and in between the ears.
And you missed one part. I agree with you. And into the heart. What is to the heart? Because there's another term that I think I've coined, and maybe I haven't, but I call it powerful vulnerability. Mm-hmm. And there's an old paradigm, which is, I call it sort of the Donald Trump power over, like you're fired, I have control. And then there's weakness under. And if you think about, if you want a great relationship, it's not when you have power over somebody or weakness under them, but you have this powerful vulnerability where you can communicate and be honest and open your head and open your heart and open your legs and open your fantasies and be vulnerable in a whole different way. And this kind of intimacy is way outside the
It's way outside the comfort level of people, Tamara.
Yeah. No,
that's all right.
Yes,
but I get it. I get it. You know what? It's like, I'm all about, you know what, if you want to learn about someone, you've got to learn about everything about them. You know what I'm saying? And so it's at losing their comfort zone, Paul.
Yeah, stretching their comfort zone, getting out of your comfort zone. Because intimacy is, if you're dealing with honesty, you're dealing with risk. And you don't know what somebody's going to say. I mean, you know, Max, you're talking about being graphic. Well, if you've got a sexual fantasy or something erotic that you want to try and you're sharing that with your partner, you don't know how they're going to respond. They could go, oh, that's awful, or, oh, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Communication is then the point.
Yeah, and communication, it's interesting. The quality of your relationship is definitely based on the quality of your communication. And there's a couple of components of that. So quality communication is what you can and can't talk about and how you do and don't talk about what you can and can't talk about. You know, are you – and it's a real dance. And what happens is when your communication falls apart, so does your relationship and so does your intimacy.
Yeah.
And part of
– Now, is there any order – Because, you know, we say if the communication stops, then your intimacy stops. But if the intimacy stops, then I guess the communication stops too. So it's like, what's the downfall and how can we correct it?
Yeah.
Well,
I like the way you decipher between communication and quality communication, because there is a big difference.
There's a huge difference, and it actually goes a difference for the masculine and the feminine, I'm going to say. A lot of times if you want to repair it with the masculine, this is not true all the times, but sometimes sex and intimacy, coming and doing it physically, works. With a woman or the feminine, it tends to be the communication first and then the physical, because they're actually in the lovemaking process, they're being more open and vulnerable. And if they don't feel trusted and understood, they're not going to be open and vulnerable with you. And if they do it and they're still not feeling trusted and vulnerable, you're going to pay a price. If they're having sex and they don't really want to have sex with you, you both pay an incredible price for that.
Wow. Agree more.
Well, and you know what I love what you said is that, you know, if you're going to have the trust and the honesty and you're going to take the risk of being vulnerable, you've got to at some point know that there's an atmosphere that it's going to be awesome to be that vulnerable instead of fearful of like, oh, it's going to be awful. Like you said, awesome or awful.
Right. And it's like, you build up trust by how do you handle the small issues, and you start building trust by handling them with compassion and understanding. There's like, I go through, there's 5 main communication mistakes, and we're not going to get into all of them, and 4 steps to intimacy and 7 keys. And one of the keys is understanding doesn't equal agreement. And what that means is to really understand somebody, they could come home and – Well, let's just say, I don't want to make it too much roles, but the woman's cooked a great, or the guy's cooked. Max, you're a great cook. You cook a great meal. Your beloved comes home an hour late and it's cold. You're pissed. Why? you could actually say it, go, man, I'm so pissed off. You don't respect me. You don't appreciate me. Or that's one way. Or you could be powerfully vulnerable and say, I'm really sad and disappointed because I wanted to contribute this incredible meal. I love you, care about you, and I really wanted to do something special, and I'm so disappointed because...
Now, is there an in-between?
There's some humor that Max is going to add.
Can you be pissed and you be like, fuck you, I made this dinner for you. And then you're like, okay, now that we got that out, let's sit down and talk.
Well, yeah, and see, look at if you look at communication, there's the thing that says it's not what you say, it's how you say it. And since we're using language, it's bullshit. It is what you say, and it is how you say it.
Yeah.
But it's also what you hear and how you hear it. And learning how to translate, like when you said that, learning how to translate that into feelings and needs. And it's like if I was translating that, I'd go, wow, it sounds like you're really pissed off and hurt and disappointed because you were needing to contribute and connect. And it really fell apart tonight, didn't it?
Yeah.
You know, that's a good question because now I'm sitting here and, you know, you propose the question to me and I'm like, how would I go about answering that? And that's why I think I said, like, you know, that balance, because I know me as a person, I would be pissed off. But, you know, I always think, you know, the fuck you, I think, is a great way because you could say, like, you know, joking around, like, oh, fuck you. Or you could say, like, fuck you. You know what I mean? So it's like, I don't know. I think that it would be, I don't know what I would do. And I think, I guess, you know what? It's never happened, so I can't give you the answer. But I would be on that Libra scale of, you know, pissed off and then get over it quickly and move on.
Yes.
By using humor.
Yeah.
Yeah, Paul.
Well, let me give you one thing, Tamara, and then I'm going to come back to you. But Max, pissed is a secondary emotion. It's like if you're driving down the highway and somebody cuts you off, they're in L.A., which, you know, the L.A. driving.
Yes.
I ask people, what's your first reaction? They say, I'm angry. And then they, you know, what do? I give them hand gestures. I beep the horn. I might cut them off. I go, no. What it really is a secondary emotion. What the primary emotion is, you're scared. And why are you scared? You have a need for safety. Now, the first reaction when you get pissed, do any of those things meet your need for safety? Like if you give the guy the finger or you cut them off or you beep the horn, did you make yourself safer or less safe?
Less safe.
Now, the same thing. When you say you're pissed, I would look inside and I would guess that either you're hurt or disappointed or were worried. And when you say, fuck you, it depends on how they hear it. But a lot of times you might be less likely to get your needs met, your real needs for empathy and understanding for how hurt you are or upset that you wanted to do this and didn't, you know, and it got screwed up.
Now, let me ask you a question. Is vulnerability giving someone the benefit of the doubt?
Vulnerability is being honest. It's not about the other person. It's about you actually getting clear. What are you feeling and what are you needing and expressing that in a powerful way?
And I have to say thank you to Tina because she Twittered that question. So she wanted to know if giving the benefit of the doubt was being vulnerable. Because I'm reading here now, she's saying, for instance, you know, a situation happened. This is like a 3-page tweet, so bear with me just for 1 minute.
Good for her.
what she's saying is that, okay, a similar situation like this happened. And instead of being pissed off, she gave her boyfriend the benefit of the doubt by saying, you know, why were you late? And instead of getting pissed off, she listened to him and got his story first and gave him the benefit of the doubt for, you know, not intentionally wanting to screw her over. Is that being vulnerable?
That's definitely being vulnerable. And her expressing herself powerfully is being powerfully vulnerable. You know, if she expressed what she's feeling, she created a space. It's like this. If you think about it, if your cup is full of water, how much more water can you put in there? None.
Right.
If somebody can put
more water, but then it's going to overflow.
Yeah. If somebody is full, their cup is full emotionally, and I'm not saying in a good way, but in a bad way. If you want them to hear you, you have to empty their cup first.
Right.
So before, like if they had were in a traffic jam or something like that and they're all stressed out and you're stressed out because you did the cooking, if they want you to hear them, they might empty your cup first. They might, and that's, you know, fearless listening is half of the compassionate communication method. It's learning fearless listening and learning how to speak honestly. My dad was Irish and he had a strong affiliation for alcohol. And he was very honest when he came to telling you how screwed up you were. He wasn't very good about being vulnerable, about saying, I'm scared, I'm hurt, I'm disappointed. Going to the angry part was easy for him. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't create an opening or a safe space for your partner to express what's going on in them.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what I say to people? You know, when someone, I say, when you point one finger, two are pointing back. So if you're not ready to get a response, think clearly first what you're going to say to somebody. Because when you put someone, back them up in the corner, they lash back at you. You know what? You got to be able to handle it. Because when, you know, I think people fight and they say, you're this, you're that. And then when someone throws back, the other person gets even more mad because now you're attacking them. So don't, you know, I'm like, when you point one finger, two are pointing back. So calm down and chill out, people.
Exactly. Now, here's something to that the reader, or the readers, again, I say that, listeners, write this one down. There's a core concept and then a secondary way that this fits in. The core concept is, what is a relationship? It's a dance of giving and receiving. And conflicts happen when either two people are trying to give and nobody is receiving, or two people are trying to receive and nobody's giving. If that person comes home at night and you had a whole romantic evening planned and you're hurt and pissed off, you want somebody to listen to you. So that you want them to give you the gift of listening. If they can't do that, they can't give that to you. They're wanting you to give them empathy and understanding for how screwed up traffic was. Both of you are wanting to be given to, nobody's giving. Both of you are wanting to receive, nobody's giving.
You know what it's like? I just got a visual in my head. You know what? And it's like giving. If you're all both going to go give a kiss real quick, you bang each other's heads.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You ever get in that kiss where you're like, boom, and you banged each other's heads.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, Max, that's a great exercise that the listeners can do is to practice receiving a kiss where one person's giving and the other person doesn't give back, but just receives.
Ah.
And even if you don't have a partner, someone, go stand in front of the mirror and kiss yourself.
Yeah, there you go.
Go practice with yourself if you don't have anyone, and start making out with yourself in the mirror.
Give yourself a wink, and then you'll eventually there'll be butterflies.
You know, I remember when I was like, you know, growing up, you look in the mirror and you kiss the mirror and you're like, all right, we're going to practice this. But try that if you don't have anyone. But you know what people want to know, Paul? How do we get a magic relationship? And is it really possible?
It is possible. And I was talking earlier about the quality of your communication is the quality. Well, the quality of your relationship is the quality of your communication. Mm-hmm. When the communication falls apart, so does the relationship. And most relationship problems are really just communication problems. So if you want to improve a relationship, you have to improve your communication skills.
So are people supposed to go to public speaking courses?
No, they're supposed to understand relationship communication is a communication of feelings and needs. There's specific books and trainings out there on how to do it. And if you think about it, most relationships don't end because of a lack of love. They end because of a lack of skills. You run into a problem that's bigger than your skill set. Mm-hmm. So that's a roundabout way of saying that it's not about finding the perfect person. It's about getting the skills to create the magical relationship. What are the skills that you need? You need skills like, and ours aren't the only skills, but you need communication skills. You need, how many people actually study Tantra and the sacred art of sex and sexuality? How to have a spiritual connection with your lover? For years, it was a practice. You studied lovemaking before, you know, you learned it. It's a skill. So It's how do you make your relationship magical rather than going and finding a magical relationship.
Mm-hmm. So how do you
The other part of that, huh?
How do you do it?
You start making magical moments. Mm-hmm. And a moment is when you wow your partner. Wow means what's outstandingly wonderful about your partner. If you sat down tonight and just made a list of the things that you love about your lover and sat down with them and said, you know, like the way you get up early in the morning and make lunch for the kids, that rocks my world, the way you contribute to me, or the way you go to work and you bust your ass at the job to be able to pay for this house or this car. It rocks me in a way that it's hard for me even to talk about without tears coming to my eyes. It's like you get in touch with a constant state of gratitude.
Appreciation. I always say gratitude totally. Makes the world go round.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you let them know on a regular basis what is it that you love and appreciate about them and acknowledge them.
But what if they don't respond to you?
Yeah.
Well, part of what you need to do is teach them. You teach people how to treat you.
Yeah.
If you ever, I'm sure Tamara, Max, you've done, you know, at some point in your life, you've danced cheek to cheek with somebody, right? Mm-hmm. If one person changes in the dance, it changes the dance.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So if I said something to you and I might say, you know, God, Max, what a great cook you are. And you go, yeah, yeah. Okay. Let's watch TV. I'd stop. I'd back up and say, wait a second. Whoa, I'm wondering what came up for you because I just said how exceptional the food was. Mm-hmm. Is something going on? And I would not like gloss over it. Compassion.
I'm a big believer in that. Don't avoid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Go and ask. Ask the tough questions. Intimacy is about asking the not obnoxious, but challenging questions. What's going on for you right now? Because, you know, I thought it was a great meal. I thought something was really great here. What is missing?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people don't know how to receive. They're desperate for acknowledgement and appreciation.
Right.
And in fact, it's built right into our culture. You know, you say somebody says thank you and you go, it was nothing. Bullshit. It wasn't nothing. I love this expression I learned in Costa Rica, con mucho gusto, with much pleasure. I did it with much pleasure. It wasn't nothing. I worked for hours cooking this meal or making the bed or do, you know, it could be doing the laundry. It could be whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm. And you do it with pleasure. You know, that's funny because I did a lobster pasta a couple weeks ago, and it took almost 3 hours to make that pasta. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, when we were at the table, the appreciation was, oh, my God, this is delicious. And that's all I needed to hear. And I was, like, so happy. It's the acknowledgement that, you know what, you've done something that made someone pleasurable or made someone happy or fulfilled something. And dinner, you know, dinner, I always say food fulfills a lot of things. But it felt good to have them say, this is good.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering if you felt excited and appreciated because your need for contribution was met.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there was a couple, you know, there was a bunch of people at the table, but it felt good. You know, that otherwise, if it's a one-on-one, you clear the table off and have sex right there. But that's I mean, 3 hours of pasta, 11 minutes of eating, and, you know, 3 days of sex. That's a perfect night.
And Max, you hit on a key point there that at some levels, it's all foreplay.
Yeah.
It's not with the intent of ending in sex, but how you get up in the morning, how you interact during the day. Are you loving? Are you appreciative? Are you grateful all day long? You know, how did you make a meal? All of those are at some levels foreplay, you know, to open somebody's heart. Let them know that they're precious and value.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm going to
– Tamara. This is good. Mm-hmm. Keep going.
I know.
I'm going to bring up another thing which is really important. So I'll ask Tamara this. And,
okay.
You know, I want the listeners to listen as if I was asking it to them. If you're having an important emotional communication with your beloved, mm-hmm. what's most important? What you say or what they hear, what they think they heard?
Oh, my goodness. What's most important is what they think they heard.
Yeah. And what do we treat as most important most of the time?
Yes.
What we say. No, you didn't hear me right. Let me tell you that again versus, wow, when you heard me, when I said, I love you, you heard, take out the trash.
Yeah.
Or, you know, it's like, what do you want? You know, I was being open and honest and you heard something very different. Their reaction was totally different than what you said. And so the important thing is to find out what they heard.
Right. Because everybody's got their own radio station. You know, they've got their own radio plan about what's actually taking place or going on. So,
and people have a lot of broken records.
Yeah.
They do. They have stories.
Yes, and so we bring up the past and put it in the future, and mm-hmm. that just recreates more of the past in the future. Whereas it's like, look, can we just start from a clean slate? I mean, really, if you'll take the time to work through those arduous, difficult conversations, and you do the fearful thing, and this is what Greg says too, if you do the thing you fear, the death of fear is certain. So it takes the fear out of, oh my gosh, we're communicating, and it feels so good because then you can always get back to love.
Yeah. It's a critical thing, and Greg is an awesome teacher, a wonderful guy I've learned so much from.
Yeah.
And it's that fearless listening. And when you hear something that you might perceive as an attack, it's the ability to go, tell me more. You know, I don't understand. You're saying that, you know, like they might say, you're a total asshole.
Right. Okay.
Take a breath. Go, tell me more. Oh, so when I didn't do the dishes and I had said I was going to do the dishes, you thought that that meant I didn't love you anymore or respect you because I didn't keep my word.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, this is another huge thing for intimacy and relationships is trust. Trust is made by making and keeping agreements.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a big difference between agreements and expectations.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times we end up in upsets and conflicts because there was expectations, not agreements.
Well, I always say expectations lead to limitations.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
And we all have them.
We do. And you know what we also have is limited time. But that's just with radio. I know, but you know what? We gotta get more advertisers so we can get another hour. But Paul, can we pick up this conversation? Will you be back next week with us?
That would be awesome.
I can, and if people want, they can go to theintimacyreport.com, and they can get more information on this. There's some videos that come up and stuff, so I would love to, because I love the work that, Max, you're doing, and Tamara, I definitely connect to what you're doing to make a difference, to give people the tools to make their relationship magical.
Yes.
Well, and you know what? And change doesn't change until you change people. So if you want to change your relationship, come back next Sunday. Paul is going to be back. Tamara's going to be here. And we're going to do part two to having a magic relationship, because they do exist. And the way to find them is to communicate, people. So if you want to communicate, come back next week to Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. Communicate with us. We want to hear what struggles you're having. We want to know how we could help you get that magic relationship. Paul Sterling's going to be back. Thank you so much for being here tonight. We're glad we finally got you on. But time is of the essence. Is time an illusion, Paul?
Time is an illusion, but it's one we all agree on, so it's pretty important. And your listeners can send in questions, and we'll gladly go through them next week and answer any specific questions they have about intimacy and communication and relationships.
Absolutely. Yeah. And thank you, Tina, for tweeting us. But you know what? We've opened the door tonight. So people, if you want to have that breakthrough in your relationship, come back next week. We gave you a tease tonight, because next week we're going to do a full hour. No hot topics, nothing. We're just going right for it. Who cares what Tamara did? Who cares what Max did? We're going to find out what you guys are doing and what you're not doing. And I think communication is what you're not doing. That's why you're tuning in to find out. So we've opened the door for you. Don't be scared. It's already open. Come back next week, and we're going to pick up exactly where we left off on how y'all can have a magic relationship. So thank you all for tuning in tonight. Paul, thanks for being here.
Mm-hmm. Hey, thanks, Max. Thanks, Tamara. And thanks, everybody, for listening.
We'll have you back next week, and we'll do it. We'll extend your segment.
I'll extend the magic.
Exactly. And Tamara, I'm so glad that you're back here in the studio.
Me too.
It's about time.
I know.
You know, Tamara's selling her vibrators, everybody, in her book. I love that Tamara can go from selling a vibrator to a children's book.
Amen. Hallelujah.
That's how magical she is. Speaking about Paul, everyone, if you want more information, go to magicrelationship.com, and you can get his information there. Thank you for being on. Sorry we had a little technical problem tonight, but you know what? Like a relationship, there'll be some technical problems, but you got to keep going on with the show. Right, Tamara?
That's absolutely right.
That was a good little piece of advice.
That was awesome.
And it works with what's going on tonight. But you know what? Prime Mercury's in retrograde. Who knows? Tamara, love you much for being on. We're going to catch up after the show. Paul, thank you for being on. And you know what? Basically, all I have to say, people, for you this week is keep your eye on the prize. Don't stop until you get enough.
Amen.
Right, Tamara?
Amen.
What do you have to say? Because people love what you have to say.
Yeah, I would say be the change you want to be in the room.
Amen. All right. Be that change. Like Michael Jackson said, I'm going to make a change for once in my life. And it's going to feel real good, and it's going to make a difference. So come back next week, everyone, because we want to have your life make a difference and be the change that you want to be. Mm-hmm. Have a great week, everyone. Be inspired. Take life to the max. And always tune in to Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. Good night.
Good night, everybody.